And now, a difficult conversation about youth suicide. It's rare, but also the country's second leading cause of death among adolescents. Research shows an increase in suicides among Black children over the last decade, and a new study shows the biggest rise, nearly 7% a year from 2003 to 2017, is among Black girls. Around 1,800 Black children died by suicide in that time period. Dr. Ariel Schefdahl is lead author of the study and principal investigator at the Center for Suicide Prevention and Research at the Abigail Wexner Research Institute at National Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. Dr. Schefdahl, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So this new study is building on research from 2018 that showed that Black children under 13 are dying of suicide at nearly twice the rate of white children the same age. Can you talk about some of these new findings?
So this paper specifically looked at the trends of suicide in Black youth only, and we wanted to examine the trends by age group as well as by sex. And what we found is that 15 to 17-year-olds had the highest increase present over this period of time that we looked at, which was between 2003 to 2017. And then also Black girls actually experienced the highest increase when comparing to Black boys. And then we also found that there were some risk factors that were seen before death that were dependent upon age group as well as sex.
Mm. These are some devastating findings. I mean, the rate of suicide among Black girls is increasing every single year. And that 40% of these suicides are girls between the ages of 12 and 14. They're barely teenagers.
Yes.
First of all, was this a shock to you?
It actually was, to be quite honest. We know in the field that males are more likely to die by suicide than females. But actually, some research that was done by my colleague, Donna Roosh, showed that the disparity between males and females was actually decreasing. And unfortunately, it seems to be decreasing even more in Black youth specifically. And that was devastating to learn.
Your research found that there were some common factors among girls in these younger age groups. What is going on specifically in this age group that you're able to parse out?
We're still trying to understand, to be quite honest, what that all entails. So the younger youth were more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD, and they were also more likely to experience family and school problems and crises. So it also may give us some insight on what type of prevention programming we should be doing.
What about factors for slightly older girls? It sounds like relationship problems are prevalent.
Yes. So the older girls were more likely to experience, actually girls in general, were more likely to experience either a boyfriend or girlfriend crisis. And then not only that, they were more likely to die by suicide within 24 hours of an argument.
So you talked a little bit about some of the limitations. But we do know that issues like broken relationships and family problems play a role, but they've been around for decades, as well as, quite frankly, the stressors of living in a racist society. But we're seeing the rates go up every single year. What is different right now versus the past?
Well, I think, unfortunately, we haven't done a really good job at looking at these trends in Black youth specifically. When we look at suicide in the research, it's very much white youth and white older men. And unfortunately, that doesn't help us in terms of creating prevention programming for Black youth and for Hispanic youth. And it might be that these trends, I mean, well, obviously from 2003 to 2004, we saw an increase. So it might be even if you looked at the data beyond 2003, you would see increases happening in Black youth specifically. However, we have not looked at Black youth specifically until now. And it's very devastating because we are behind on thinking about what are these risk factors that are specific to Black youth and what are the prevention efforts that we should be putting forward.
You mentioned some solutions early on, one thing being resources. What kinds of resources do we need?
Yeah, so I do want to stress that suicide is preventable, and I think it takes a lot of individuals working together as a team in order to prevent suicide. When it comes to specifics, number one, getting the community involved is going to be very, very important for the Black youth. So getting after-school programs involved, getting churches and other faith-based organizations, community centers, even barbershops and beauty salons, which has actually become a thing. So there's the Confess Project that actually is out of Chicago that is training barbers to be mental health insiders, so to speak. And just giving them those tools can actually save a life. Schools may not be the safest space for Black youth and youth of color, but community organizations can be that and can be that pillar and can actually make intervention possible.
What's interesting about what you're saying here is those are the mechanisms that have always been in place in Black communities, but this separation of that has been exacerbated by the pandemic.
Yes, it has. Yeah. For instance, my church, we just went back to service just recently. Not having that support has been very difficult. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we will be back to normal sometime soon. But even if we have to do virtual gatekeeper training where we educate individuals on what those signs and symptoms are, that's better than nothing.
What about inside of the home? What would you say to parents or caregivers who are worried about this, who just want to be there for their young person, whether they're showing suicide ideation or not?
Yeah, and I think that's a really important question. Number one, setting that foundation very early on in life is really important. So having these really hard conversations, but it can't just come out of the blue, unfortunately, because it's going to be taken as a shock to kids. But setting that foundation really early on about just even silly questions. So what if you could have a superpower? What would it be? What was your favorite thing that you learned today in school? Just opening the door so that they understand that you are a safe space and that they can bring these thoughts that they're having or these behaviors that they're experiencing to you, and that you can actually engage with them in these harder conversations that will come along. And then also knowing what to do when you have a child that is expressing those thoughts. There is the National Suicide Lifeline. There is the crisis text line. So knowing what those are and being okay with calling them if you feel like your kid is in crisis. And if your child is actually engaging in self-injurious behavior, then it is time to take them to the emergency room.
Dr. Arielle Schefdahl is a lead author on the new study showing that suicide rates among Black girls rising more quickly than among any other group of children in the country. Doctor, thank you so much for this conversation and shedding light on this important issue.
Well, thank you for having me.